This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The failure of the House of Representatives to pass the $60.4 billion Sandy relief package last night provoked outrage from elected officials across our region. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey used a hastily called news conference to berate the highest-ranking member of his own party, House Speaker John Boehner, for pushing off the Sandy package into the next Congress, despite frequent reassurances that the deal would get done today.
It is extraordinarily frustrating to me that we've got people down there who use the citizens of this country like pawns on a chessboard. That's the way the citizens of New York and New Jersey were treated last night. On a political chessboard of internal palace intrigue politics, our people were played last night as a pawn.
Not long after Christie spoke, Congressman Peter King, a Republican from Long Island, emerged from a 20-minute meeting with Speaker Boehner and other Republican House members from New York and New Jersey. They announced a deal with the Speaker to fast-track a new bill, one that will be voted on by January 15th. With us now to review the twists and turns of the Sandy aid saga is WNYC's Bob Henley, joining us from Trenton. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Amy.
So what are Republicans in Trenton saying about how long it will take to pass the Sandy aid package? And actually, Republicans in Congress that you've spoken to say it will take to pass the Sandy aid package in the new session that begins at noon tomorrow.
Actually, it's going to come in a couple of pieces. Friday, a $9 billion appropriation to fund the National Flood Insurance Program has to go through. According to the Insurance Journal, if that doesn't happen, people won't be able to get mortgages in any flood zones across the country until the program is revived. That would really throw a monkey wrench, for instance, for people that are trying to sell their homes and move on or move to higher ground. By January 15th, King said there would be the $51 billion balance, and my reporting indicates that will come in two pieces, one like an $18 billion for immediate concerns and a more controversial $33 billion long-term plan for reconstruction and storm hardening, which will provide the Tea Party Republicans some face-saving because they'll be able to vote against it if they think it's pork barrel.
We heard some sharp criticism from staunch Republicans about their own leadership, and not just from Governor Christie. And hearing it today from Christie, it reminded me that 4 months ago he was the keynote speaker at the Republican National Convention. Today he sounded a lot like President Obama, who has called Congress members the do-nothing Congress. What do you make of that, Bob?
Well, I think it's all politics are local, and both in New Jersey and New York, Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie are responsible for tens of thousands of households that went through the holiday, as the governor said, Governor Christie said, in unfamiliar settings. They have very real problems, and every day that goes by without some kind of guarantee of the federal cavalry arriving creates, if you will, victimizes them a second time.
Bob, have you spoken with Governor Christie's people on his reaction to this announcement about a vote on January 15th? I know that during his news conference, he expressed little faith in House Republican leadership that they mean what they say.
They were very disciplined today. Where I'm working from today, I just walked 20 yards down to the press secretary's office, and they were like, no comment. They're keeping their powder dry. The governor had said even today he wouldn't have accepted the $27 billion package. They are going to really reserve judgment until they have this thing completed.
WNYC's Bob Henley joining us from Trenton, New Jersey. He covers politics for WNYC. Thanks so much, Bob.